Hello, families. Welcome to the Family CEO Podcast that explores the dynamic intersection of parenting, entrepreneurship, and personal growth.
Join us as we delve into the challenges and triumphs of balancing family life with running a business while also focusing on individual development and self-care.
Each episode features insightful interviews, practical tips, and inspiring stories from parents who are navigating the complexities of raising a family, building a business, and pursuing personal fulfillment. So why are we here?
It's a beautiful question. Why are we here?
First off, we'd like to, before we get to that, we would like to bring forth your attention, future episodes, should there be any explicit language, you will have a warning beforehand. We do want episodes to reach families, so we want episodes to have involvement too as well with your children that you could listen to as well. These are raw episodes, very few edits.
So yeah, we're also leaning into the fact that, you know, this is a journey that we're all on together, and we certainly value, you know, input from everybody out there to kind of come along with us on this journey. Eventually, I think we're going to get into some video, but for now, we're just sticking with audio.
And just to reiterate, if anything comes of value to you, please share. We cannot grow without our community and your fellow voices. So, why the hell are we here?
Well, would it be because we both agree that modern families need a voice?
Correct. Absolutely. And it's also to get modern day families a sense of belonging to a community. Feel that there's a lot of families out there that just feel ones that are looking to optimize, looking to thrive, feel very just off on their own island. Mm-hmm. And really just looking for a avenue to help resonate with them, to let them know that these thoughts, these actions, all of this that you're investing into your family is being seen by others too as well.
Yeah, and I think it's so commonplace nowadays, especially, you know, major media outlets, which, you know, interestingly enough, have more so even turned to like podcasts and social media. But there's a lot of negative energy out there in the world with, you know, current climates, both in the U.S. and abroad, I think. So we really kind of want to go along this journey with you in terms of transferring some of this negative energy out there into some productive action and some actionable things that you can implement in your life and really help run things kind of as the family CEO, whether that's you, your spouse, both of you together, whatever that looks like for you. Everyone has their own unique journey, but, you know, we're here to walk alongside you in that journey.
And a lot of these conversations that we're going to be have are a deep dive, so they will be very personal, probably very relatable, definitely heavy, but necessary in terms of right now. What we need to do is to start having these conversations, not for the sake of the victim mindset, but to put labels on these things to let us know that there are others out there that feel the same way we do.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think there's going to be some anecdotes from our own personal stories and our personal life. As Brandon mentioned, we certainly don't want to, you know, have this be about us. We more so want to empower anyone listening to understand that, you know, there is a community out there that are striving for similar things as you are. And so what are some actionable things that we can talk through that maybe you can implement in your life? We certainly appreciate and understand that, you know, we're on this journey. We are not claiming ourselves as experts, but rather we're just learning with you along the way.
Absolutely. And if the word entrepreneurial is an offset to you, just know that if you're a leader of your family, you are an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. You're resourceful. You're creative. You find ways to get it done. That's what an entrepreneur does.
Yeah, one thing you said, it just kind of reminds me, people think of, say, being a leader. People say, well, I'm not really a leader. I do this thing for work, and you know, I have these few obligations in my life. But I would encourage you to think of yourself as a leader, because even if you're just a leader of yourself, you are still a leader in many different capacities. It doesn't matter if you're just starting a family, if you have four kids, or you're single right now. There is some leadership components in your life that you'll need to rely on to get through different seasons of life.
And it's infectious.
It is.
It's all about, that's how you create that environment around you to thrive. It's not something that just shows up. It's something where you take ownership, accountability of your own internal dialogue, of your thoughts, let it reciprocate to the external, and start to see validation within that. And you start, life begins to start opening up to you. Mm-hmm. And you, all those misconceptions, you realize they were on you.
Yep.
None of that had to do with anything external. It was how we processed it, how we implemented it, and then how we either go back to it or we take the lesson and we carry on.
Yeah, another, I think, modern theme, at least for me personally, is that there can be so much noise out there that you choose to seek comfort in different things, whether that's, you know, specific vices. But I think what you mentioned is so important, and that's taking self-accountability and factoring in maybe where you are, where you want to be, what the steps are along the way, and realizing you have to own that journey. And again, you have to be your own leader to get to a certain point in the future that you desire.
And really, it's what we're trying to do is not only build internally ourselves, but help any listener, community, any leader out there. It comes down to internal belief.
Right.
That's what it's about.
Yep.
Hope is a facade when you look at it. But if you could have that internal belief that, okay, despite what happens, we're going to go. We're going to find the way. And it's going to open itself up if we continue to do the daily work.
Yeah, and one thing I wanted to point out, because I was reflecting on this last night and earlier this morning, is we alluded to it earlier, or I did, but it's almost like geopolitical tensions out there, right? You know, the election's coming up in November, I think. Our country is at a state that is less than desirable, you could say. But these are going to be lessons that can be, they stand the test of time, right? This has been here for a long time, some of these principles that we're going to learn alongside you. And these can be applied in your daily life, no matter what the larger systemic circumstances are. We want to see you thrive. We want to thrive no matter what some of the external circumstances are. And I can definitely lean towards our geopolitical climate being one of them.
And it's so easy to. It's so easy to just get caught up in it and say, okay, I'm going to throw my hands up. Enough's enough.
Yeah. But what's ultimately, that's not going to do anything to serve you.
Absolutely not. And that's not how you build a community. That's how you form a bubble. Mm-hmm. And in order to get outside of the bubble, it takes some courage to just put yourself out there and to not only paint what you see in your head externally, but to take the criticism that goes along with it. And much of that criticism too is just other people's internal dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one where if you're on your path, that all those little incidents that are happening are just that, incidents. They're easily brushed off.
Yeah, and another thing too is I think if we can aim to serve at least one perspective shift of someone out there, right? So if someone's maybe going through a hard time and we can just maybe flip the narrative that they have, such as maybe they had been falling into a victimhood mindset regardless of a few different circumstances that, you know, could be universal, could be more so unique to you, your current life situation. If we can instead shift your perspective into thinking, wow, this is all for me. This isn't just happening to me, but this is all for me. What is the lesson I need to extract? What do I need to learn? And how can I come out on the other side of this a lot stronger and more equipped to be a leader?
Exactly. And then it's putting it into action.
Exactly.
Just not sitting there developing the plan. Okay, this is my framework. This is where I'm going to go with. It takes a point where it's enough is enough. We just have to start putting this into reputable, solid, productive action where we're seeing it for ourselves, getting that validation. Okay, this may not seem huge, but this is exactly what I need right now.
Mm-hmm.
These little things.
And it's going to be imperfect. I think one thing that we're all guilty of, us, we're certainly not exempt from this, is sometimes I at least get caught in the thinking that, oh, everything kind of needs to be perfect and laid out perfect before this happens or we move forward. And I'm going to borrow a military phrase and say the term react to contact. Some of these things just need to be acted on and you will learn as you go. And you wouldn't otherwise learn those lessons until you started taking the action and then reacting to contact of whatever comes up in that situation. So we definitely don't want this to serve as a means of, say, personal procrastination of let's get everything planned out and perfect before we execute. Not at all. That's why we're here, as well as, you know, we want to execute alongside you.
And it's such a great testament to your children too, as well. Because it's like, oh, it's one of those where, okay, mom or dad is doing it. It's possible.
Absolutely.
This is possible.
Yeah.
And it's an energy that's felt throughout the household that resonates, that brings everyone together. And that's what the family CEO is. It's an individual built on energy, one that can take on the modern day burdens, but also be able to put that into reputable action for their children to mimic,
mm-hmm.
to see that despite what all happens, that even if a storm's happening, they have no idea the storm's happening,
mm-hmm.
because mom and dad's cool. They're calm, they're collected, they're ready to react.
Absolutely. Yeah. How many times can you think of in your life where you might've had the thought to yourself, well, I'm not ready yet. But life happens anyway. Life's not going to wait for you to be ready. And so you have to just, to your point, you know, make your way through the calm and take action anyway.
And from there, this was our theme episode. Be sure to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, pretty much wherever. _family_CEO. Until next time, thanks for joining. Be creative and bring value.